It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Badgers football season is coming up here against the Buffalo Bulls Saturday. Head coach Luke Fickell described to reporters this week how it feels to be heading into his first season.
Are we to be one nation?
It's almost like, you know, Christmas morning. You're preparing for a lot of things. There's a lot of anxieties. You're excited about it, but yet there's a lot of things that you just don't know from each other.
Courtesy of WMTV, call in with a question. Share your thoughts on the upcoming season. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Polzin is a sports reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, hosts the Open Gym podcast on Badger Extra. Jim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good morning. So Luke Fickell has a full season ahead of him. It's a new era now for Badgers football. Athletic director Chris McIntosh saying Luke is one of the top football coaches in the country. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been 9 months of kind of getting ready for this and hype. And it was kind of a surprising hire late last November. And then it's just kind of been a steady build of talking about Luke Fickell and getting excited about what he could bring to this program. And now we actually get to see him coach in a game. So I'm probably as, you know, excited for a season or as looking forward to a season as I've been. And I've been really in this business for about 25 years. So this season is, you know, it's upon us. And I'm as anxious as anybody to kind of see what happens on the field.
Fickell, in talking with reporters, discussed the ability to play clean in week one. What do you think that means to him?
Yeah, I think it means just limiting penalties, limiting turnovers. There's so much new to this team and this program. The offense is completely different than what Wisconsin fans have seen over the last 30 years. The defense is a little bit different than what we've seen. And there's new players, there's new coaches, obviously. It's just, you know, there's a lot that can go wrong in an opener like this, because you're trying to get it right, and you're so nervous, you want to show the world what you have. So I think what he means is basically let's go out and play clean. Let's limit penalties. Let's not beat ourselves. You know, try not to make mental mistakes. There's going to be physical mistakes. There always are in any sporting event. But I think the things that they can control, they really want to control. And that's just, you know, doing things right.
It seems like there's a lot for you to watch and take in so many new dynamics and new contributions to the team.
Yeah. It really is. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm so, you know, excited to kind of see this all play out. I've seen practices. They let us in 8 to 10 practices. And that's, you know, that's always very insightful and I love it, but you're seeing a team go against itself. You know, you're seeing teammates on offense go against teammates on defense. And I don't know how much you can truly learn until you see a team play another opponent. So for me, you know, the number one thing I'm going to watch on Saturday and beyond is this offense. It's going to be an offense that throws the ball around a little bit more than we're used to. And so I want to see how it all plays out, you know, against an actual opponent. And, you know, there's a quarterback, Tanner Mordecai, who's a sixth-year senior, who comes from SMU. A lot of hype around him. And, you know, I'm curious to see how he performs this season. Cause I know this coming here was a big decision for him and a very important part of his goal of getting to the NFL, and, you know, we kind of begin to see just how good he is starting Saturday.
Fickell labeled him as an ultimate competitor. What should people expect from Tanner Mordecai this season?
Yeah, he's been an interesting guy to get to know a little bit because he's from Texas, very, very low-key, very chill. Fickell loves him because I just think he's a guy that doesn't get up or get down too much. He's a pretty even-keel guy. I don't think not much impacts him, good or bad, on the field, and you always want that from your quarterback. So I think he's kind of a perfect fit for this system, for offensive coordinator Phil Longo, that system. I know they wanted to go out and get an experienced quarterback, and they found one. Certainly, you know, it's his sixth year. Like I said, he started his career at Oklahoma, transferred to SMU, and is now at Wisconsin. He's seen it all. You know, there's not much he hasn't seen in his college career. I think that's a good thing because I think you need a guy with experience back there.
Jim Polzin with us as we talk about Badgers football season, sports reporter with us. You can join in the conversation about what you see in the Badgers this season. 800-642-1234. Call in with a question. Share your comments. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim, on the theme of newness, Mike Tressel, the new defensive coordinator, what does his coaching style mean for the Badgers' defense this year?
Yeah, he's a really interesting guy. He knows the Big Ten. He spent a lot of time at Michigan State, and then he joined Fickell at Cincinnati. So they've got a pretty good friendship relationship there. I think the best thing about Mike Tressel is that he understands he's walking into a defense that has been very, very successful for a long time. And he wants to implement some of his own ideas, and yet he understands what worked in the past. And he's not just going to tear up what worked in the past and be a bully and put his own stuff in. So he's going to try to blend the old and the new. Seems to be, in talking to players, a guy that everybody likes to work with, very energetic, very smart. I mean, he was valedictorian of his high school and college class of careers. So, he's a guy that's smart and yet I think is fun to be around. And, I'm curious to see kind of what tweaks he makes to this defense. It's still going to look, I think, similar to what we've seen in the past. And yet I think he's a very aggressive guy, and I think he'll add his own touches into it. And for as much talk as they've done about the offense, because that will be completely different. I'm almost as curious to see just kind of how Tressel puts his fingerprints on this defense.
Let's talk a little bit about Fickell as a recruiter. Told reporters that he and his assistants recruited more than a dozen transfer students since last December. And here's Fickell talking about his young players.
Where it's tough on you and you get worried about it, you also look at the bright side of things. Like, well, we've got some young guys that are getting a lot of work that, by the time they're, week 3, 4, 5, they're not young guys anymore, especially as much work as they got.
So by the time they're into week 3, 4, 5, they're not young guys anymore. Coach Fickell is going to see a lot of transformation in his recruits. What is he like in terms of his ability to recruit players and assemble a team?
Yeah, so far so good. The one thing I've noticed that's different from the past is that Fickell and his staff are just more out front in how they do things. They're on social media. I think they let their fans kind of see what they're doing. From a marketing standpoint, I think that they've, just kind of been a little bit in your face. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. I think it's good. This day and age, fans want to see, they want to hear, they want to know what their coach is doing. And I think Fickell's been really good about that. I think he understands, having been around this business long enough, that recruiting is about relationships and establishing, trust and relationships. When you're going out and getting recruits, you want the right fit. This place is a little bit different than probably where he's been in terms of academics. You can't just go out and get anybody you want. They've got to have the right transcript. They've got to have the right academic mentality. So I think that's been a little bit of an adjustment, of a learning curve for him. And yet I think he's embraced that. And he's done a good job. The class they're putting together for 2024 looks really good on paper. They finished off 2023 when they only had like a month to work on that class and did a really good job. And of course, as you mentioned, the transfers, this program needed some holes filled, certainly, and especially at quarterback and wide receiver. And between Fickell and Phil Longo, defensive coordinator, they really got a lot accomplished in a month and a half of kind of shoring up those positions and adding more depth in areas where they really needed it. So when you combine the new and some of those guys with what Wisconsin had coming back, I think that's why fans are excited. I think that's why, those of us in the media are anxious or curious to see how this plays out, because it's got the potential to be a pretty good team if everything goes right.
Jim Polzine, sports reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, with a preview of the Badgers football season set to get underway as we talk about Big Ten conference football. Call in with a question. Bring a comment to the conversation. It's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Badgers face off against the Buffalo Bulls Saturday in the season opener, also marking the start of head coach Luke Fickell's era at UW-Madison. So as the Badgers prepare to step back onto the field at Camp Randall Stadium, call in with a question, share your predictions. 800-642-1234 is the number to call in. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Polzin is a sports reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal and hosts a podcast on Badger Extra. Jim, turning to wide receiver Shimre Dike, senior this season, led the Badgers to 47 receptions and 6 touchdowns last season. Could Dike do it again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, they're going to throw the ball a lot more. So I think he's probably as happy as anyone on the roster in terms of this, all the newness. And yet I've had a hard time kind of predicting what numbers are going to look like this year for that wide receiver group, in part because there's a lot more of them and they've really added some depth at that position. DK is a really good player. Obviously they've brought in transfers like Bryson Green from Oklahoma State and CJ Williams from USC and Will Pauling from Cincinnati. So I don't know how the catches are going to be distributed. I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. What kind of numbers is this passing attack going to look like? And yet I think it's important too, like not to get ahead of myself a little bit, but they're still going to run the ball. Wisconsin, for as much as I'm talking about passing, Wisconsin is still very much a team that likes to run the ball, and Phil Longo is not going to change that. He's got an All-American type in the backfield in Braylon Allen, and I think he's going to try to find him, as many carries as he can. So, I think this any good offense has to be balanced, and I think, I'm excited to see how balanced this one is.
You mentioned Bryson Green, who will lead the team in receiving yards this season. Why is Green a strong contender at wide receiver?
He walks on the field and you just kind of look at him and you can see that he looks the part. Very mm-hmm. physical guy, very muscular, made some catches in camp. We didn't get to see much of him in the spring after he transferred because he was out with a shoulder injury. So when fall camp opened and we got to see him, you're kind of like, oh yeah, this is why they recruited him. This is why he's been successful at Oklahoma State. I think he's a guy that can go up in 50-50 situations and come down with a catch. Seems to have a pretty good chemistry going with Tanner Mordecai. So yeah, I would not be surprised to see him as the leader or among the leaders in all the major receiving categories for this Wisconsin team.
You mentioned chemistry among players. I'm just wondering about how, when you have so many recruits and transfers, how do you create that synergy, that chemistry on the team, that instinct for the team to come together and really know what's going to happen next as a team?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And it has to be a concern for Luke Fickell and his staff, because you're bringing in a lot of new with a lot of guys that are used to a certain way. I think the one thing that Fickell thought would work, and I think he's very confident will work, is he took the team down to Platteville for the first week of training camp, and they slept in dorm rooms. They spent a lot of time together. There's really no distractions down there, no going back to their own apartments, no girlfriends to deal with at night, no friends, none of that. It's just kind of football and bonding 24/7. And I think that was his plan, was to kind of do that and see how it played out. And from everybody, the way everybody talks, I think it was a very successful mission down there. They came back feeling better about themselves and maybe a little bit closer than they would have been had they stayed in Madison for training camp.
It's kind of like a Camp Fickell touch there. Perhaps it might be a tradition.
Well, I think it will be. So he, just to give you some background, at Cincinnati, they did this for even before he got to Cincinnati, his previous stop, and they actually did a longer camp. They would drive to a place right on the Indiana-Ohio border and stay there two and a half weeks. And I think in a perfect world, Fickell would have liked to have gone to Platteville maybe 10 to 12 days. It just doesn't work out because Platteville, their own football team, was opening camp that second week of August. And so Wisconsin only had a limited amount of time. They had to get out of there. But I think 7 days was better than nothing for him. And I think it was definitely something that he liked and something he's going to continue to do in the future.
How does Coach Fickell do in developing players out of high school and preparing them for that next step to play in the NFL, if that is the trajectory. What is his track record there?
Yeah, very good. Cincinnati is not, you know, obviously it's not a power conference team. He got them to the playoffs in 2021. That team was just, I think there was nine NFL players, nine guys that ended up going in the NFL draft, including a couple first rounders. And then you look at the kind of the recruiting rankings on those guys, and none of them are really highly recruited guys. I mean, they're not the 4- and 5-star athletes that the big time programs get. So I think that speaks to his development. Maybe go find diamonds in the rough out on the recruiting trail, guys that you know love football and will work hard, and then develop them. And it's got to be a process between the coach. The coach has to develop, and the player has to want to develop. And I think he's pretty good at finding the right guys. And I think that will be the plan here going forward. For as much as we've talked about transfers, Kate, I don't think that's the long-range plan for Fickell. I don't think he wants to go get 10 to 12 transfers every year out of the portal. I think he wants to get full recruiting classes and develop those guys. So by the time they're in their third, fourth, fifth year, you know, they've kind of reached their peak and have developed over the course of time. And they can be really solid players, and you can kind of just keep that cycle going where you're always staying old and you're sustaining success because you're not always going and getting new players every year.
Mm-hmm. They really bring them up polished and ready and have more of a cohesive unit, not feeling behind every season trying to fill holes. Jim Polzin with a sports reporter, Wisconsin State Journal. We talk about the Badgers' upcoming football season that opens Saturday against the Buffalo Bulls. You can join in with your questions, your predictions, your concerns. 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jim, you talked with UW-Madison's long snapper Peter Bowden, and here's the senior talking about his footwork on the field.
I just try and make sure my setup is as good as I can get it, and I trust myself throwing the ball, but I think the toughest thing is the cadence. We're all over the place. We want to be different. We mix it up. We don't keep anything set because there's no cues.
We don't keep anything set because there are no cues. What do you make of that? I mean, does this snap model work for the Badgers?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we're talking about differences, and special teams, I think, is going to look a little bit different. They like to do what's called the rugby style punt, where the punter kind of, he catches the ball and he moves to his left or right and tries to angle his punt just to kind of make it to A, give his teammates more time to get downfield, and to make it more difficult for the guy catching the punt to receive it. And that for this long snapper, that means hitting a moving target. You know, the punter will be moving as the ball is snapped. And so you're snapping the ball, not to a person, but to a place, to a spot. Mm. So it's been a little bit different for Bowden. And, you know, I think he's one of the more highly respected long snappers in the country. And I think he's adjusted well to it. But again, like it's kind of funny when you watch over the years, coaches like to do things different ways, and there's no cookie cutter approach to it. And Fickell's a little bit different than what Paul Chryst liked. And Paul Chryst is a little bit different than what Gary Anderson liked. And Gary Anderson was different than Brett Bielema, and so on and so on. So it's about adjusting. And I think it's really up to the players to adjust, but it's also up to the coaches to make sure what they're teaching is getting through to the players.
Turning to the look and feel of Camp Randall Stadium, completing $70 million in renovations last year, how would you describe the fan experience since the changes?
Yeah, always tough for me to do this one because I'm up in the press box and I'm not really living the life as a fan. Although I will say this, they've made upgrades to the press box this year too, including air conditioning, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it gets hot up there sometimes. But I will say this, I talked to a lot of people last year, and I do think that south end zone area, and I've been inside the Champions Club there. It looks sharp, and it's a nice feel. It's a nice gathering spot. The inside area is a nice gathering spot. You can have events. They've hosted weddings there. And I think you have to do that this day and age, is you have to evolve. And this is a very, very old stadium, and yet I think they've done a really good job, first under Barry Alvarez and Pat Richter, of making it look modern and adding suites and adding, signage and stuff just to kind of make it look like, you know, a modern stadium and with a modern feel. And sure, if you walk through that thing you see the old in it, right? I mean, you see the bathrooms and stuff, and there's still some work to be done, but I think
that's
from the
part
outside,
of the history.
Well, I know, and I like that. Yeah, and I don't want to change that. I agree with you. That's, you know, this was a training ground at one point, and I don't want that to go away. So I think if you can kind of blend, you know, speaking of this football team too, blending old and new is kind of the perfect way to do it. And that's certainly true with the stadium as well.
Well, Jim, we come full circle there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, Kate, my pleasure. It was fun. Thanks for having me.
Jim Polzin is a sports reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, also hosts the Open Gym podcast. Catch it on Badger Extra. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.